شكرا. من دواعي فخري واعتزازي سيداتي سادة المندوبون والمندوبات المشاركة معكم في هذا الاجتماع المهم من منظمة الدول الأمريكيتين ومن خلال اللجنة الأمريكيتين لمكافحة الإرهاب ملتزمة بتقديم يد العون للدول الأعضاء بما يسر عليه إنفاذ تعهداتها بموجب الاتفاقي لنزع السلاح وحظر الأسلحة. واليوم سأتولى تقديم عرض موجز. الصوت يتقطع من المصدر بشكل مفاجئ من وقت لآخر. ملاحظة من الترجمة الفورية. الترجمة الفورية مضطرة للتوقف الآن.
The European Union. And this presentation will be available for all who are interested. The OAS has been acting and supporting the implementation of UN Security Council Resolution 1540 in Latin America and the Caribbean since 2005. In 2010, member states mandated SICTE with developing a specific program. In 2017, with the support of UNODA, a dedicated 1540 regional position was established, one of only a few such positions worldwide. The program provides legislative and technical assistance, capacity building, outreach and awareness raising, and works to promote regional and bilateral cooperation among member states, for example, through activities such as 1540 peer review exercises and other regional conferences. In order to successfully provide the region with the support, we work with a range of experts and organizations from UNODA, the IAEA, and civil society organizations and think tanks, among others, in addition to the support from our generous donors. Specifically, on the project Strengthening Biosafety and Biosecurity in Latin America, in line with Resolution 1540, this three-year project was approved by the European Council through Decision 2019/2108 of December 2019, and SICTE began executing during the first months of 2020. We are working with seven countries at the moment, and the main objective is strengthening and improvement of biosafety and biosecurity in line with Resolution 1540 and the BWC. Currently, all activities are being held virtually, and we will begin to organize in-person activities as soon as this is possible. As you know, every 5 years, the 1540 Committee conducts a comprehensive review of the status of implementation of the resolution. Among the conclusions of the final document of the 2016 review were that although member states are committed to the protection and safeguard of sensitive materials, there are still gaps in this area, and that the efforts for the protection and accounting of biological materials are not proportional compared to the safeguards of for chemical and nuclear materials. The committee therefore recommended that states take immediate action to adopt measures in this area. In light of these challenges, the main objective of the project is to strengthen capacities in the fields of biosafety and biosecurity, and in line with three, structured around three pillars that are capacity building, legislative and technical assistance, and cooperation and outreach and awareness raising. We are focusing on activities on all three pillars. In capacity building, we will be providing a national training course for scientists and laboratory personnel in each of our beneficiary countries. These 1 week courses will be carried out in person once travel conditions improve, with the aim of creating a network of trained scientists who can then share this knowledge in their respective institutions. While the core agenda for all of these courses will be similar, we will work with each beneficiary country to tailor the agenda to their specific needs and priorities. In addition to these courses, OAS SICDE is working with the University of Maryland through their National Consortium for the Study of Terrorism and Responses to Terrorism, a research and education center at the university, to develop two massive open online courses on biosafety and biosecurity that will be offered in Spanish and hosted on the OAS's online educational portal for the Americas. These courses will be available sometime next year to all Spanish-speaking countries in the region. And while the subject matter of the courses will be similar, they will be addressing two different audiences. The first course will be geared towards scientists and will have a much more technical focus covering the importance of items such as protocols and procedures in laboratories, best practices, and the like. And the second course will be geared towards policymakers and other government officials. On the legislative and technical assistance side, we are working with a legal advisor who is analyzed the legal frameworks of our beneficiary countries to identify strengths and gaps, and who is working with states to address the priorities that they have identified, from drafting legislation and regulations to national action plans, the adoption of export control lists, among others. On the cooperation and outreach and awareness raising side, we are promoting regional collaboration and cooperation through peer review exercises with a focus on biosafety and biosecurity. We are working with countries that have already carried out peer reviews with support of OAS and the 1540 Committee, and who will continue their cooperation with an additional follow-up activity focused on biosafety and biosecurity, as well as reaching out to other beneficiary countries who are interested in carrying out peer reviews for the first time. In this pillar, we are also working with our strategic partners and other relevant stakeholders to organize a regional event and other outreach activities. I will stop there for the sake of time and leave you with my contact information in case you have any follow-up questions or comments. And I would like to thank you all for your attention and the opportunity to participate. Thank you.